Hi, this is TJ from Asheville FM NewsHour, and I'm here with Todd Williams, and I appreciate you having time to talk with us, Todd. We've got a lot of people listening, and I'm wondering, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm glad to be on your show. We last spoke, was it about the Family Justice Center, about a couple years ago when I just got started in this role?
Yes.
You know, 2 years later, we initiated, you know, change in the DA's office here in the courthouse with some programs. Family Justice Center being probably one of the most publicized programs that we started. And it is designed to do two things. It's designed to support victims and hold offenders accountable. And it's in the domestic violence context, usually.
Okay.
We're good? We do that by developing relationships with victims to ensure that we have prosecutable cases in court. It's about relationship building. It's about providing a one-stop clearinghouse for services for domestic violence victims.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been very excited about the Family Justice Center and the county's willingness to support victims of domestic violence.
Yes.
It's a very serious problem in that, from the criminal justice perspective, from a human perspective, frankly, because, you know, domestic violence happens, you know, under the cover of darkness, behind closed doors. Generally, there's only one witness. You got a victim.
Mm-hmm.
No one else, usually. And if we don't have the confidence of that victim, we don't have a case to prosecute. And we don't have an offender to hold accountable. And if that offender goes on to abuse again, these cases can end very tragically. And we've seen that repeatedly here in Buncombe County. So it was the idea was to bring everybody together in collaboration. Concurrently with that, we started the Child Advocacy Center, and that's housed in the Family Justice Center. What does that mean, Child Advocacy Center? It's less, it is a center. They have offices in the building. But really what's important about the Child Advocacy Center is it's a commitment to collaborate with folks in our community who provide services to abused children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a multidisciplinary team is what it's called, comprised of law enforcement, prosecutor, somebody from my office, medical professionals. A lot of what happens is in the Family Justice Center, and then there's a center over here at Reuter Mission Health Clinic, down by the interstate in I-40, Olson Huff Center. So we bring together medical professionals, psychologists, social workers, Department of Social Services, prosecution, law enforcement, and we agree to seek the best possible outcome for the victim, which is to put that victim on a healing path, take all the evidentiary statements that we can from the victim in one fell swoop, rather than farm out that child victim. Sometimes 6, 7, 8 years old, they have to repeat this, you know, one story over and over again, and that protracted examination can traumatize a child.
Yes.
It compounds their victimhood. These are two examples of collaboration. In the DA's office, our obligation is to do justice, not merely to convict. And that's really our pole star. It's actually written down as a rule of professional conduct for prosecutors, is we're not to convict folks simply because we have the evidence, simply because we necessarily can. We're to do justice. Which brings us around to, you know, our more recent collaboration that I'm pretty excited about is the Justice Resource Center here on the 15th floor of the courthouse. It's housed where the old Buncombe County Jail used to be. And now we have offices up there that provide services to offenders, first-time offenders. And we're talking about nonviolent, you know, folks who, you know, perhaps have lived a life free of criminal issue and have, for whatever reason, developed substance abuse problem, have had problems with employment, have had problems, you know, obtaining an education, and have made poor choices and picked up a charge. Well, as we've seen in Veterans Treatment Court and Drug Treatment Court and these other diversion-type courts, where we're trying to restore, we're doing restorative justice here in the courthouse daily, really. We've been doing it for years and years and years. We started Veterans Treatment Court a few years ago. What we see is folks develop pain management issues through combat, PTSD, traumatic brain injury. Then they go out and they find themselves addicted to a drug because they don't have access to to services that can ameliorate their issues. Veterans Treatment Court is about getting them back on the right path to get those services so that they can live a lawful life, a productive life, not be on the wrong side of the law, and graduate from Veterans Treatment Court, get their charge dismissed, and hopefully in the long run expunged. It's available for veterans. It's available for folks who are admitted to the Drug Treatment Court. The Justice Resource Center's mission is to extend those kinds of services out into our community on a broad, broad base.
Wow.
This is what I want to do as DA, is I want to offer diversion to first-time offenders, nonviolent, low-level misdemeanors, and folks who are charged with less than trafficking, or they're not selling heroin, opioid substances, or cocaine, but they have a small amount that is a felony amount. If they go to the Justice Resource Center and contract to receive services and abide by a protocol,
mm-hmm.
we want to recognize that by bestowing a dismissal of their charges, so that these folks can move on with their life.
That's
not
cool.
Not come to the courthouse, have to plead guilty, go on probation, and then wait 10 years, however many years, to get it expunged. If this is just their one and done, this is going to be a one-time offense. They make restitution. They abide by their substance abuse treatment protocol. They do community service. We want to be able to dismiss those charges and let that person move on with life. So I'm really excited about the Justice Resource Center. Here in the DA's office, our job is to do justice, and that's the point. It's to support victims. It's to hold offenders accountable. The rule is do justice, not merely convict. The conviction doesn't always do justice, simply put. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hope here in the DA's office we're offering our community on an ever more frequent basis, is justice.
Since the doors open for the Family Justice Center, what are the changes you've seen happen?
What we're seeing, actually, is we're seeing more charges. We're seeing more charges and about the same rate of conviction. The inflow rate is greater than it used to be. We're seeing about the same conviction rate on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? More people are reporting domestic violence. We're also in collaboration with law enforcement. They're following through and they're charging more.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So more potential offenders are getting a dose, right, of the criminal justice system. We hope by having more increased contact with potential offenders that we're making our community more safe. The cases that I really hope to avoid are the intimate partner homicides.
Yes.
And so by...
Has that count decreased over the past...
We have, it makes me nervous to answer any such question, but it's been a good while. We had 13 or so in 2013, and I don't have that stat on the tip of my tongue, but I want to say that in the last year, it's been a very small number. I want to say 2 or 3 at max, mm-hmm. And someone might correct me on that. But
so some intervention is working.
I would like to think so, we live in a county of 250,000 people, and 13 homicides in 2013, intimate partner homicides in 2013. I certainly want to think that we're making a difference. It's hard to, with such vast numbers, 250,000 people and 13 is a stat from 2013. How much in terms of a reduction or increase is statistical noise. We're going to have ups and downs, but the trend lines are good, and we know that this is the best practice. The Family Justice Center model is the best practice for holding offenders accountable and supporting victims. Prison should be reserved for the worst offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking about violent offenders, folks who abuse children, folks who rape, murder, rob. Those folks need to be in prison. They need to be isolated from society, and society needs to be protected from them. But, prison is a resource. It can be, if it's overused, it can be a resource drain. And, we have no control over what kind of programs or what kind of social milieu folks are in when they're in prison. they might be, you send a first-time offender to prison, they're then exposed to hardened criminals there.
Mm-hmm.
And, we've put them off. We've isolated them from society for 8, 10 months or whatever. They've gotten the wrong kind of education for that period of time. They come back out. If we've isolated them for that period of time to protect society, well, we've deferred that protection for only 8 to 10 months because they're back on the street,
mm-hmm.
right? So what else can we do productive? And that's what, I'm encouraged by here in Buncombe County, that the county wants to support the Justice Resource Center. The county wants to provide services for offenders rather than, the only service being, we'll provide you with free housing in the state penitentiary mm-hmm. for a period of time. And you can get your drug treatment there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work. It's not efficient. Not always the most constructive outcome. As much as possible, we'd like to provide restoration on the front end rather than retribution on the back end.
For people who haven't seen it or heard of it, where is that located for people to access it if they have a need to go through that?
Well, it's on the very top floor here in the Buncombe County Courthouse, which is next to City Hall. It's where the old Buncombe County Jail used to be. You have to go to the old wing of the courthouse, and you enter the elevator. And it's actually on the 15th floor of the courthouse. If you have a charge, you have a lawyer, be sure to talk to them about your eligibility for whatever programs that might be either presently available or coming online.
And what hours is it open?
8:30 to 5.
And for people who are not maybe coming because they are needing to seek that restoration from a drug charge, but say a domestic violence person or
family
a child,
justice center.
Yes, for the Family Justice Center, those people can just walk in. They don't have to be referred by somebody.
That's
correct?
Right. That's right. That's right. And yeah, I don't mean to dissuade anyone who's interested in the Justice Resource Center from going up there and checking it out. If you're a victim of domestic violence, Family Justice Center is open for business. If you are a victim of domestic violence and don't know where to turn for help, there are services at the Family Justice Center, which is located at 35 Woodfin
mm-hmm.
Street in downtown Asheville, across from the county courthouse. So we certainly would hope that victims would reach out.
This is TJ Amos here at Asheville FM, and I just want to say thank you, Todd, for sharing us that information.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Yes, ma'am.